Case number 10422, Kara Ehrlich, west of Loretta Street, being lot 35 within Bayview Park Development. A variance from the rear yard setback requirement.
Kara Ehrlich, 5058 Loretta Street, Bayview Beach, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening. Megan Mahoney from Susan Weidman's office on behalf of Kara Ehrlich. Kara is requesting a 10-foot rear yard setback requirement from the medium-density residential district requirements pursuant to the Sussex County Code. Some brief facts. Kara Ehrlich purchased the lot and home on the property and went to settlement on May 11, 2009. Shortly before, she went to settlement at the law office of Susan Weidman. Shortly before settlement, the survey that our office had ordered came back from Simpler Surveying on May 6, 5 days before settlement, indicating that the rear yard setback was 9.5 feet as opposed to 10 feet, which is on Exhibit A, the Simpler Surveying exhibit. I believe I've attached the application. I have copies if anyone needs one. And Greg Simpler went back out over the weekend and remeasured the property, and he was still coming up with 9.5 feet. However, the survey on record with Sussex County, dated October 2, 2000, by Land Tech Surveying, indicates that the rear yard setback was 10.61, and that's also been provided. And the CO was issued by Sussex County on October 20, 2000. Based upon the Land Tech survey indicating that the rear yard setback was 10.61 feet. So as a practical matter, we're requesting that the two surveys be reconciled, erring on the side of caution and granting the variance for the rear yard setback requirements. As far as the elements for the variance, the uniqueness, it's an existing nonconformity to the best that we can tell. The property abuts the lagoon, as you can see, and the structure was already built and the CO was issued back in 2000. And there's nothing that can be done to increase the space short of moving the structure at this point. The property cannot otherwise be developed. It's conforming. It's a residential property in a medium-density residential neighborhood. And short of moving the residence, as I said, there's nothing else that can be done. Certainly, the hardship wasn't created by the applicant. They had a contract on the property by the time we got the survey back. Additionally, the property was built in October of 2000. Completion was October of 2000, and they went to settlement on the house on May 11, 2009. And so applicant did not have any part in building the property or developing the property, and they, in fact, relied on the CO that had been issued in October of 2000 prior to this survey. And certainly it won't alter the central character of the neighborhood because nothing's going to change. The structure is going to remain as it is. There'll be no visible physical change. We're just asking that the nonconformity be recognized. And it meets the minimum variance requirements. We're only asking for the 9.5 that the Simpler survey revealed to bring into conformity with the 10-foot setback requirements.
So that this was picked up again when you went to settlement.
Yes, on May 11th.
This was denied in June of 2000?
No.
The survey was, okay. And the survey was issued in 2000 because of, I'm just trying to understand it. You had a survey that.
Okay.
Survey.
The CO was issued back in 2000 based on a survey at that time.
From Land Tech.
Yeah, they did a recent survey when she bought the property, and it showed an encroachment.
A simple survey.
Oh, okay. I was going by this. All right. By the letter I had here.
The surveyors are leaning their heads in different directions.
That's what I'm getting from this. That's why I'm just trying to get a better clarification. One says no, one says yes in two different times. It's always there. There's nothing we can do to change that. Change the house. As you stated, so. Okay. Thank you for that clarification, but I was getting confused on that.
Sorry.
Okay, are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case number 10422 as it wasn't created by the applicant. Mm-hmm. Alter essential character of the neighborhood, minimum and variance to grant relief.
Okay, you have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10422. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.